It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Well, I did it. I just got done taking my ham radio certification tests for technician and general. And I passed. So now at this point, I need to start watching the FCC website like a hawk to find out when I can get my call letters and then I can get on the air. So, yay! So they did ask if I want to take the amateur extra, which is like the top level. And I was like, sure, why not? Yeah, it took me an extra, I don't know how long, but I figured why not, at least, you only live once, I guess. It doesn't cost anything extra. It doesn't do anything extra at this point. It's just taking a test, a little extra time. So, why not? I went through it. I said, yeah, you didn't get it. It's like, yeah, I was expecting that. So if I want to get it, I'll need to do some more studying. And I think at this point, I will probably chill for a while, actually use the radio, or be on the radio waves, learn how that works, and then circle back and take that at a later date. So yeah, I am now a ham radio operator. I ordered my radio once I got to the truck, and I went back and forth of what I want, and they kind of said too, is like, I would probably go that route, but you know what, based on what you're saying, yeah, I definitely, that's a decent starter radio. And they also said, yeah, probably within a year you'll probably have a second one at least. Like, yeah, probably if I really like the hobby. So I did, I got the programming cable. So a lot of these radios, they're difficult to program right on the interface. So I got the programming cable so I can hook up to my laptop, get all programmed in. Let's see here. I got the hand walkie. So if you study the material, you realize how powerful radio waves can be if you're up close. So I decided to keep my brains a little less fried and get the hand mic just to kind of keep it away from my head a little bit, and for convenience in a car or something like that. Let's see, what else was there? Oh, a different antenna, delivers more power. A little bit easier to communicate out. Some of those, they call them rubber duckies that come with the radios. You may or may not have good signal on them, but that's a place to start. And then the last thing was, a cable to hook up to my phone. So there are digital modes. Technically, I could probably use it on my computer too. There are various digital modes of which you need some sort of a computer for, or a handheld that supports them. Well, guess what? Those radios are a lot more expensive. So my phone or my tablet can generate those and do that. Perfect. Then I don't have to worry about it. I have to deal with it. So I got that as well. Did I need all that? But at least now I have a wide range of things I can play with. And honestly, I think I would probably have more fun with the digital modes than the analog stuff. Just being a programmer and doing some of those fun things like that. So now I'm heading back to help my brother-in-law put up a garage. I feel a little guilty that I kind of skipped out on that for a little bit, but I also wanted to make sure I got it actually done, because timing is never always the easiest sometimes. And the suckiest part about the general is the... Let's see here. No, next turn. The general is done at the end of next month. So I would have to study from scratch again. And most information still in there. Most information still the same. But if you're studying this hard on something, you gotta do it as soon as you possibly can so that you can... So you don't have to restudy for it, I guess. So, yeah. So I'm pretty sure definitely when I do the dog days of podcasting here and another... Oh, crap, which way do I want to go? I want to go west. When I do the dog days of podcasting here, this summer, I will probably do... baseline intro into ham radio. I mean, who knows? Maybe we can get a few of the dog days of podcasters together and create our own ham talk group or something. I don't know. We'll have to see what we can do and what kind of fun we can have with it. In the meantime, I'll probably be experimenting and learning and doing a lot of fun stuff. And hopefully not spending too much money on it. Mostly because... Well, anyway. So, I think I'll wrap it up here. I'm driving up in the Twin Cities area, and I know where to go, but there's a lot of turns, and I'm not used to driving it. So, I will talk to y'all next time. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.